السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today's message, it came to me now after I was thinking about all the messages I sent you yesterday. And the messages I sent you yesterday containing message from me and verses from Quran, meaning messages from Allah. And I asked for reflection. And the main messages yesterday came from one sister asked me a question, how when I talk, it make her feel her iman go up, and after that it go down. And let me tell you another thing so extremely important happened to us today, which is really scary, and forgive me, my word might be tough, but take it from a brother who love you for Allah and want your goodness. I remember one of my relatives, he went to Umrah in Ramadan. And I asked him, how you feel? What you gain? He said, I feel good. I love the Taraweeh. It make me feel such and such. Again, beautiful feeling, according to him. After the Umrah, he went back to his style of life like he never did Umrah before. You see that sometime with people in Hajj, Umrah, Ramadan, and now Quran, and now messages. What it mean? If you go to my website, www.nurewan.com and muslimfootsteps.com, you will find out, Ya Allah, one of my article, but you will find it in nurewan.com. This is my official one. You will find out an article called Real Feeling versus Fake Feeling. If you have a real feeling for anything, it drives you of an action toward the feeling you have, you believe in it, you want it or desire it. Now, Iman, it gives us a feeling. But this feeling is rooted with a belief. The belief of the importance of this feeling, of a relationship extremely important, crucial, containing a beautiful love story between us and Allah, hopefully, and this love story is a love story for infinity. And we will get the crops of this love story after death. We're supposed to be a believer of all this. Now, what happens if I have certain feeling for someone, some meal, some belief, some action, some want, some desire, but I do not follow my feeling with action to reflect that is not a real feeling, is a fake feeling. Yesterday, we talked about the importance of how to elevate our level of Iman, how to stabilize our level of Iman, and we talked about companionship, one of them. The main companionship is with Allah, with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by reading Quran, zikrullah, different worship, different ritual, and most of all carry the message. Now, yesterday we emphasized one element, the element of companionship. If now you're listening to my talk, and you take it as a beautiful feeling, as awareness and awakeness, but you do not make the effort to fulfill it in your life. It's almost like going to a doctor, complaining about a very chronic disease, and the doctor give you a prescription, you felt good, but you go home and you never buy the medicine, and you never take it on time, you never follow up with the doctor. Can your disease will be cured? No way. No way. And the symptom will increase. By the time you go to the doctor again, he will tell you, your disease can be under control. I give you the medication. You feel well, you go home, and you never pass by to the pharmacy to buy the medication and follow up. What it means? It means your health and the welfare of your life is not too important to you. Similar, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we hear the message, we read Quran, we saw the poor, we hear about the sick people, we hear about people dead, we see the condition of the ummah, we feel about it, and that's it. We stop. That. How come your feeling is not generating desire to please you and benefit you? How come your feeling do not come about a change and making steps of the change? How come every time we have a feeling and a doubt? Stop. How come? Can you recall this real feeling? Or something is wrong? Meaning, I do not value the feeling. And if I do not value the feeling, meaning I'm not a really a good believer. Or my belief is not too important for me. Where it's coming from? Again, the absence of real belief and the value of journey of Iman. I'm just sharing it with you. But that's why my point with you today, what happened if I have the journey of Iman is kept paralyzed by just good feeling, crying, whatever, making dua, and that's it. If you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants after all this mujahada, struggle. I was talking to one sister today, and I remember, even from when I was 5, 6 years old, I demanding to go to my father when he's going to visit different shuyukh and different, you know, meeting with a good elder people. And my father used to get very upset when I go to such a meeting and in the middle of the meeting I sleep. I was young, I never forget it. And one sheikh, he saw him hit me when I went to sleep. He said, come here. And he called me. He said, bring him. Let him sit in the company of angels because we're doing dhikr. We're talking about Allah. Even if he will not grab anything or grasp the message, at least he is in the right environment. And I tell the people today, from my childhood, every time we have a special guest or I heard about a good people, elder in my family or relative or friend, I go and I demand. I want to visit them. I want to spend some time. And even from my childhood, I just want to watch, I want to listen, I want to be nearby, I want benefit from them. Because every time I be in a company of people like that, I might gain one word, one sentence, it can change my life. Why? Because I take it so seriously. Today, everything becoming, we take it so passively. Even our feeling becoming so passive. We call ourselves, we have a feeling, but this feeling, we never follow it with the right action belong to what we claim, meaning our feeling is not real. My dear brother and sister in Islam, like yesterday and all the time, let's be real, not be fake. Because today you can, tomorrow you cannot. And I was talking to one sister today and I tell her and her husband, what about you now? If you are fake, giving the fake environment, fake knowledge and whatever, to your own kids, what will happen? Huh? What will happen? The kids become like you, fake, make believe. What will happen? Is this the first habit you give it to your children? Fake? And you call yourself you love your children? And I tell her, if you fail your own love to yourself and love to Allah, can you love anyone really? Or it will be again a fake love. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today we can Tomorrow we cannot. Please reflect. Is me have real feeling or fake feeling? And if I have a real feeling, what I am doing to convert it to an action to generate pleasure and benefit to me, dunya and akhirah. Now you're talking. Please read my article, real feeling versus fake feeling. Read my article, love, love of Allah. Read the article, what Allah love versus what I love. Please read them and come back to me and give me some reflection. And otherwise, no reflection, no corresponding from you, it has a very bad sign. Meaning again, this message for you, it's just a tranquilizer, is not a medication. May Allah forgive us and make us real Muslim, real in everything we do before we give the same thing to our children. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wish to hear from you all. I wish you to be real, not fake. And don't put the dirt under the rug. Don't do that. You will hurt yourself, hurt your kids, hurt your family, and the ultimate, all of you will be a loser. I was talking to 2-3 people, and every time I came to India, many people claim, I love you for Allah. And in 1 month, they show up once, half an hour, 45 minutes. This how much they love me. This how much they value me. This how much they want benefit from me. Imagine, Allah send you a companion in the front of you, and this is what you do. And if I'm not good enough for you, no problem. Who is your companion now? Who you benefit from? Either I benefit from you, you benefit from me, or you benefit someone. Remember that. There's no another way. Or I hurting you, you hurting me, you hurting someone. Always. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wish to hear from you before I die. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister, the final message of today is very simple. If we have real feeling, it will generate an action. And this action should not be one time. What action you do to elevate yourself, elevate your iman? What action you do to get the right companion in your life? What action you do to support yourself and your family? What action you do to develop yourself? And how much effort and money you do to get a companion in your life? Or even for a few hours or 1 day. In my life, even for 1 minute. And you will study. People in the early days used to travel for a long time just to get a few minutes or an hour with a man. Do we do that today? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Action, action, action. Not a talk, not a fake feeling, action. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.